Life in the material world is very unpredictable. Some months ago, I was traveling in the southwest of England. Very nice place, the summer months. And I kept, as I was driving, going past golf courses. Somehow or other, I just kept going past golf courses. So then I was driving past one golf course, and there stopped the car, and the golfer walked up to the tee. I was watching the whole scene. So he put the, what do you call this? The tee. Yeah, that's Kaushik Prabhu, he's a golfer. Now we know. So he put the tee in the ground, in beautiful grass. It was green, it was finely cut, it was beautiful. He put the tee down, and then he placed the golf ball on top of the tee. And there I was watching the whole scene. The golf ball was on the tee, sitting triumphantly upon the tee, surrounded by green grass, the fresh smell of flowers, under the sun. It was beautiful. The golf ball was just sitting there. And then the golfer came over with a 3-wood, launched it back, and just went boom. Golf ball went flying. I don't want to scare anyone. This is life. This is life. It's so unpredictable. We think I'm in my situation, and overnight, everything can change. One time we were having a debate in the Brahmachari ashram. Can devotees play football? I mean, it was a serious debate. It was getting quite heated. Everyone was getting their computers out and looking in the books. And someone said, Krishna played football with fruits. It's okay. Then another devotee found a quote where Prabhupada said, when I was young, I also played football. I was a goalie. Everyone was coming out with different quotes. And then finally, one devotee, he found a quote of Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada said, you know, life is like a game of football. The thing is, we think we're the players, but actually we're the football. The material world is just moving us around, kicking us around in different ways, and we are not in control. In this 15th chapter, Krishna says, this material world is like an upside down banyan tree. In Sanskrit, the banyan tree is called Ashvatha, which literally means that which will not be here tomorrow. We take life so seriously in this world, but we will not be here, the world will not be here in a short amount of time. This whole world is like a transit lounge. We're here for some time, and then we have to move on. So while doing our duties, while performing our obligations and doing everything, we must not forget that this world is a temporary place where we have come simply to learn some lessons for some time. Actually, our purpose is to get out of this world. If you are in a prison, the goal of life is not to move into a better cell in the prison. The goal is to get out of the prison. 99.9% of the population are simply trying to move to a better cell in the prison. Krishna says, Manushyanam Sahasreshu, only a very rare person understands that actually I have to leave this world. I have to get out. So in chapter 15, Krishna is reminding us, you come into this world empty. You leave this world empty. And in the middle, while performing all your obligations, remain alert to what is the goal of life. Because this world, which is upside down, a reflection of the true world, is simply a temporary transit lounge.